We liked reading through them. They have a lot of poetry. They have a lot of art. They have different photography, different art mediums, which I thought was really, really fun and special. And it's just really a beautiful place to create and connect with others. Artists that are from the similar areas, and I like their message of getting off social media and turning back to physical media. I think that's really fun, and it's cool. So you can definitely look them up on Instagram and see if you're around the area or if you're visiting UQLIT or the Pacific Rim at all. Definitely check out and try to find their zines, or maybe if you're lucky, you'll get to go to one of their meetups. It's really cool. When I was reading through one of their zines, Dream, the second issue, they had a section for, they had a mixtape which you could scan the QR code, which took you to YouTube, so you could find their sort of mixtape of different sounds that you're supposed to listen to while you read the zine or apart from the zine. Just really cool sounds, and I was listening to it and I found this cool track that I'm gonna play right now. Yeah, and it's gonna be really fun. It's gonna be really cool. So, and then I'm gonna come back and talk about more Canadian artists and just cool, more amazing sounds and tracks. So definitely stick around to hear all about it. For now, here is God Turn Me Into a Flower by Westblood. This is a slow one, but it's really fun. So enjoy.
As long as I stand to face the crowd, to know my name, to know its sound, it's good to be so.
Very cool, very awesome. That was just Bane's World, Drowsy by Bane's World. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. Yay! So cool, so fun, so awesome. Bane's World is pretty cool. They have a lot of fun tracks. Also, Memo Boy, I've been listening to a lot lately, specifically their album. Songs and Demos 2015 to 2017, which came out in 2017. It's a really fun album. It's got a lot of tracks. And I don't know, sometimes I really like listening to like demos or songs or tracks or quite not finished albums. I like when artists just kind of put stuff out there mid-process, or sometimes you can hear the tone shift or change within the track to next track within the album, and you can definitely hear that within Songs and Demos 2015 to 2017 by Memo Boy. I think it's fun. And Bane's World is also pretty cool. They have a lot of fun, sort of sultry, sort of long-toned guitarist sounds, which are always really fun to hear on a nice August Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. So happy to be here. This is CJSF. We are a volunteer-run program, and if you'd like to keep listening to more really fun programs, we've got some talk radio, we've got lots of sounds, music. If you want to hear some live music, you can check out Studio 6. All sorts of really fun, really cool sounds and tracks going on all day, all the time here on CJSF 90.1 FM. You can also check us out online at cjsf.ca. And it's really awesome and it's really fun. I wanted to talk about Dayglow Abortions, because when I went to UQLit on my way back, I stopped in Port Alberni, and in Port Alberni there was a really cool store called, was it Witch's Brew? I'll look this up. Because I want to give them a shout out. Yeah, it was Witch's Brew. But Witch's Brew is a bake shop, but there was some place next door that was, it was like a store, and it had some oddities, and it's called Madman's Wife. The Madman's Wife, or just The Madman's Wife. It's a store in Port Alberni. If you're ever in Port Alberni, definitely go check it out. It's got some fun, cool oddities, some really cool accessories, just a lot of fun alternative clothing items and home decor. And they had these really cool patches. There's a Canadian artist named Three Raccoons in a Trench Coat. She's a Vancouver-based artist, and she does a lot of really fun patches, and she has this one patch that is the Dayglow Abortions album cover, and it's Out of the Womb. And I got the patch, and when I went to go check out and buy the patch, the lady at the counter was like, "Oh yeah, my boss, Dayglow Abortions stayed at my boss's house and they ate all her chili." And I thought that was really funny. So I've been listening to some Dayglow Abortions, and they're a really fun Canadian punk band from Toronto, I believe, and they were most popular during the 70s, 80s, 90s. They're still coming out with new albums, and they are still very popular, and I think they're really fun. They're really fun to listen to as long as you're in the mood. Oh no, they're from Victoria. Okay, so Dayglow Abortions is from the island. Okay, that's even cooler. Arguably one of the best Canadian punk bands. I think they're really fun and really cool, and I'm happy with my purchase with this patch. And so we're going to take a listen to them, and then I'll probably have to wrap up my hour as my hour is coming to a close. But thank you so much for listening this week on Tuesday, this fine Tuesday, and thank you for tuning into CJSF 90.1 FM. We are so happy to have you here listening, and we couldn't do this without our listeners, so thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for supporting your local community radio. I'm going to play a little bit of Dayglo Abortions. They're pretty intense, so just a warning, there's going to be some heavy sounds, and then I might play a little bit more just indie alternative sounds to just ease off into the next program, which I believe is an open mic, so could be someone cool. But thank you so much for tuning in. Sorry, I just had to look up the track. Okay, here is Proud to Be Canadian by Dayglo Abortions. Have a wonderful week, and thank you for tuning in. This has been Raccoon City. Oh, and I will be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1, so don't worry, I'll be back. Don't worry, it's fine. But definitely keep listening to CJSF. Okay, here is Proud to Be Canadian by Dayglo Abortions. Enjoy.
This one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall, soca, afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Thank you for your constant support. You help keep independent community radio alive.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will employ an intersectional anti-racist lens to support the racialized community as they exercise their human rights.
I will refuse to be silenced, and I will help others raise their voices against hate.
I will listen, learn, speak up, and take actions.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.